Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was a sellout crowd in the city. No, Penguins weren't playing. No football games. But on the North Shore, Mike's Beer Bar, they sold it out for Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan, who's the afternoon host along with Chris Mahler. They called him the PM team. Money's raised for breast cancer research and a bet complete. Andrew, good morning.
Larry, not a bad morning. Feeling pretty good, actually, surprisingly, all things considered. How are you?
I watched from afar on your live stream, and I was really impressed that you paid off this bet that you said if the Steelers lost to the Bengals, you would have your nipples pierced, and you did without numbing agents, and it didn't seem like you even jumped. I would be screaming, and I was very impressed that Donnie Football grabbed your hand to keep you down on the table.
Well, that was actually the key to the whole thing. Because when the needles went through, I needed to latch onto something or grab onto something to grit and bear it. And so, believe it or not, his hand was vital to the whole thing going off without a hitch, because, believe me, for that 10 to 15 seconds each, which seemed in my head like a half hour each, I needed that, not just the moral support of him being by my side, but the physical ability to be able to squeeze onto something as hard as I could to deal with the pain.
You know, that's incredible, because you turned this into a good thing. But all kidding aside now, what do you do? I mean, are you going to keep those? Or?
Well, early returns from the Filippone household, not great. My daughter told me 10 minutes ago, I don't like your nipples. So... this really is not a democracy in this household anymore. She pretty much rules the roost. So if she says they go, they go. So I'll probably keep them in today. And then by the time we go trick-or-treating tomorrow night, I'm guessing they're going to be out by then, Larry. So
I leave them in just for tomorrow, just so you can hang some lights from them or something. And then you can.
Well, they are glow in the dark, I think. So I got that going for me. But. Many people told me this beforehand, and it proved to be right. When it gets colder out, they hurt more because of the metal in the bars that are in there. So I don't know if walking around in 40-degree weather Friday night is going to be a fun thing with this situation that I have on my hands.
Well, you're a man of your word, so congratulations on all your success. Hey, while we have you, sports guru, tell us who is Kyle Duggar?
Kyle Duggar is a New England Patriots safety, former New England Patriots safety, who during the COVID draft Bill Belichick drafted from his house when he was still running the Patriots. And there's this famous picture of Bill Belichick's husky dog sitting at a laptop when the pick got made. And that pick was Kyle Duggar, who is a safety from Lenoir Ryan College, which I believe he might be the only NFL player to ever come out of that small school. A guy that really looked like a diamond in the rough from one of those small schools his first few years in the league, played well enough where he got a second contract from New England before Belichick was fired. So he was one of Bill's favorites. The problem is, Larry, he suffered an awful ankle injury last year. And he came back from that ankle injury and has never been the same player. He's much slower. He struggles in coverage now. He's probably still a good tackler, but he just has a hard time getting to people because he doesn't have the mobility that he had. And when you play safety, that's obviously kind of a big problem. So I think that's the biggest reason why he fell out of favor in New England with Mike Vrabel, the new coach there, the former Steeler linebacker, because they wanted two safeties who could play deep and play center field, essentially. And that's how both safeties from New England last year end up with the Steelers, Jabril Peppers and now Kyle Duggar, because those guys are known more as run-defending safeties. And in the case of Duggar, there's just been an injury that has sapped him of something that used to make him a really good player, and that's his speed.
We're with Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. That said, big, tall challenge Sunday at 1 when the Indianapolis Colts come to town with Jonathan Taylor, who's tearing up the league as a running back. How do you see this matchup after two disappointing defensive performances in particular?
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's their biggest test yet as a defense, and it's coming at the worst possible time if you judge it by the way they've played lately. Something's got to change. Let's just start with the attitude. Something's got to change in the attitude and the mindset of this defense. You know, the thing that Mike Tomlin tried to poo-poo on Tuesday that Cam Hayward said after the game was the heart and fight of this team. You know, coaches don't like hearing that his team's effort wasn't there. And I think if you watch the game, you could tell that once the Packers took the lead, the Steelers kind of, I thought, played like a team that thought its fate was sealed, that almost looked like they knew they were going to lose with their body English and things like that. So, number one, that's got to be way different from this game. They can't allow for Indianapolis, who's taken early leads in just about every game, to do that in this game, jump on them, and then pretty much mail it in and throw in the towel. So that's what I'm looking for right off the bat. Do they look like a team that's engaged and believes in what they're doing from the beginning? Because what we saw last year, Larry, in those last five games when they lost all five to end the season and basically collapse, is that with every game it seemed like there was some resignation in the Steelers that they weren't good enough. And it feels like a little bit of that is going on right now with the way they played in the last two games. In the case of the Green Bay game against a good team, and this team right now by record is the best in the NFL in the Colts.
Well, if they can find a way, it would go a long way because it doesn't get much easier. Following Sunday, they're on Sunday Night Football again against the Chargers. Then the Bengals come to town. The Bears, a renewed team. The Bills, Ravens, Dolphins. The Lions are a good team. Then you finish with the Browns and Ravens. So it may be in front of them. They're still in first place, but I think it's critical that they win Sunday.
Not only that, but it's going to be, for Steelers fans, I would watch Thursday Night Football tonight to see what the Ravens look like with Lamar Jackson. He's going to play. He's not even on the injury report, even though we've seen Baltimore lie about injuries in the last week. He's going to play in this game in his hometown against the Dolphins team that, yes, upset Atlanta last week. But for the most part, as you said, their effort has been questionable, especially defensively, worse than the Steelers over the course of the season. So it seems like an opportunity for Baltimore to really get its swagger back and its momentum back. And if you pull up their schedule, Larry, it's just about the opposite of the Steelers. They've already played all their tough games, and they lost most of them. That's why they're in this predicament they're in. But there's the opportunity for them to get hot. And it's not impossible, as my producer Donnie Football said. He thinks by Thanksgiving, the Ravens could be in first place, which would obviously make that turkey not taste as good for that holiday.
Well, appreciate the time this morning. And a man of his word, Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan. Afternoons with Chris Mahler, the PM team. Andrew, thank you.
Larry, do you want me to come in early so you can touch or feel them?
I'm good.
Okay.
But thanks for the offer.
You bet. Hey, Larry.
I appreciate it. First day at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. And this is her favorite time of the year, big Halloween buff. And it's Devil's Night. I don't need to tell you that, Christy. By the way, you can see Christy on our live stream at kdkradio.com and our all-new KDK Radio YouTube page presented by Metropolitan Window Company. So I'm curious, before we get into this grand funeral home that's turned into a residence, I don't know who would want to live there, but what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tonight I'm going to the dog pen in the strip, dressed like a strip of bacon to kind of lead a dog parade if it doesn't rain. But I'm still going down to the dog pen, hang out with some dogs because I don't have one, and that's a way for me to experience it.
All right. So Pittsburgh Magazine, I saw this. It actually is getting a lot of attention. It's this, old funeral home that's no longer a funeral home. It's just going to be a home.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you're in the market for a new house, I mean, why not make it an old funeral home? This one was built in 1902 by a doctor who used it as his practice on the first floor. But the palatial brick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Property on Corson Street is in the heart of McKeesport's Library Manor District, and it's priced at $149,000, which is pretty reasonable for it's a massive and it's just amazing.
Really reasonable, which indicates to me that it's either A, haunted, or B, there's a lot of work that needs to be done inside.
I think you have to pay extra for ghosts, but I don't know. I'm not into real estate. But the woodworking, the stained glass windows, and there's even a vintage Beatles poster that's been hanging in the attic since the 60s. I mean, it's a time capsule. So go on our website, look at all the pictures, read about its very interesting history, and maybe it can be yours.
When I first saw it, it reminded me of that Silence of the Lambs house that's on the river a little bit, right?
Which I've been at. That's great.
Check this out. PittsburghMagazine.com. So coincidentally, last night, talking to my daughter, she said, "Dad, there's this unbelievable new pizza place I hear open." I'm like, "Oh?" And here it is, F&F Pizzeria in Mount Lebanon.
Yes, on Beverly Road in the former Bados. I'm never sure how to say it. Two lifelong friends, both named Frank, who are renowned chefs from New York City, just opened the pizzeria on Beverly Road. And they have other sites planned for the Strip District and Shadyside. At F&F, they serve pies that are like a cross between a Neapolitan and a traditional New York slice. And with other Italian dishes, they have salads and appetizers and a full bar. F&F is more of a sit-down establishment than a takeout joint, although they do offer to-go and delivery. The interior is bright and airy with exposed kitchen, a patio in the rear, and an upstairs event space. It's really beautiful, and the food is really great. And the Franks love Pittsburgh. They love it. So they have local ties, and they just love the place. They just went on and on about Mount Lebanon. So it's a good fit for the neighborhood, I think.
Yeah, New York City. So what my daughter told me apparently is correct.
Yeah, it's great. I had the pizza. It's really good.
Yeah, my daughter Emma's kind of a foodie. Her and her husband love all the different places over the years that have popped up. You know what? One in Lawrenceville that you wouldn't know looking at it. It's that Thai place. You know what I'm talking about? Right on the main drag on Butler Street. And it has a garden in it. Pussity's Garden.
Oh, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Beautiful. If you have a chance to go there, go, especially in spring. It is just absolutely gorgeous.
And you, but walking by, you wouldn't necessarily know how awesome it is inside.
It's like a little hidden gem, totally.
All right. And finally, I love this question. You know, based on the fact that we just had this inaugural Pittsburgh Walk of Fame with 10 celebrities, what Pittsburgh icon should you be for Halloween?
Well, go on our website and take our online quiz to find out. Not surprisingly, I got a zombie from Night of the Living Dead, which, you know, that's totally me.
Someday we got to get together because I got to tell you, when they remade Night of the Living Dead,
great remake,
Tom Savini.
Yep.
My brothers, I have two brothers in the industry, worked on that film, but my one brother borrowed my camcorder back in the day in Washington County. They were auditioning zombies in a barn for the movie. And
I need to see that, Larry.
The audition of the people trying out to be zombies is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, so, I want to see that. I love that movie. I have a bunch of magazines dedicated to that movie. It's Tom Savini did an excellent job with George Romero co-producing. So, you know, it's legit and it's scary.
Have a great weekend, Christy.
I will. You too.
All right. Dressed as bacon tonight.
Yes.
You got it. Christy Graver, read all about it, pittsburghmagazine.com, and food editor. Erin, she loves Halloween stuff. Have you noticed this? All year long, talks about scary stuff.
Yeah, I know. I told our next guest that.
Oh, yeah. We have a paranormal expert. Is that correct?
We sure do.
Or just paranormal. I guess we'll find out. Dunlap is going to dress up as Marty's going to be here 10 until 2. We'll check in with Marty Griffin in just a few minutes. But first, we have an extraordinary paranormal experience to share. Heather Taddy is in studio, and Heather is originally from Altoona.
That's right.
And she is a paranormal investigator. Is that fair?
Yeah, investigator, researcher.
And so many people are so fascinated by this whole, as you know firsthand, you've been on television, you've had television shows, you've investigated or been part of the research. What was the biggest aha moment for you when looking at paranormal activity?
I think for me, I started doing this working with a lot of families that lived in very historic houses. And what was interesting to me is we would interview the clients and they would tell us a story, and then we would be able to track down previous owners from decades ago that had no communication with the current owner at all, never met, never talked or anything. And they would describe the same exact experiences that you would only know if you lived in the house. For example, just someone seeing the apparition of a woman in a particular type of dress or something walking down a particular hallway. These owners, the current and the previous, would have these same experiences. And that was always kind of interesting to me.
Last week, I was in an event at the Roberto Clemente Museum, which is an old firehouse in Lawrenceville. And unbeknownst to me, someone said, well, you know, there's a ghost that lives there that used to be the old fire chief who took his own life drinking this bottle of acid because he was caught stealing money from his fellow firefighters, right? In where his office was is now where the ladies' restroom is, just coincidentally. So for years, apparently, people have said they've had some encounter in there. So we went up to the room with a group of people, men and women, opened the door and asked for a sign from the chief. And a light above the sink, there were six globe lights, started flickering at the exact moment. And of course, you're thinking, somebody's pulling a trick on us, but things like that happen all the time. Most people dismiss them. But what do you think is really happening?
You know, it's hard to say because in this field, we don't really truly know what a ghost is, which is interesting. But it's hard to say, you know. So the first series I was on Paranormal State, if we would have gone to that museum, we would have brought an electrician to kind of check the light to rule it out and then only deem it paranormal if there was like no explanation. But the timing of that instance is very incredible.
So Dwayne Reeder, who's the curator, who was not with us when we went to that room, we told him what happened. He said, oh, yeah, that's, I forget the guy's name. He goes, I've never seen him, but I've had so many people report incidents like this. He goes, by the way, we just changed all the lights in that room a couple of weeks ago. So I went back to the room, and there were a couple of people behind me. A couple of the ladies didn't want to go back in. And I opened the door and I said, Chief, and the light started flickering again.
Oh, man.
And they freaked out. A woman, I'm going to guess she's in her 40s. She packed up her stuff and left. She said, I can't stay here any longer, and left the museum.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I've never been there. I need to go there.
Oh, yeah. This
use the bathroom a bunch.
It's a hot spot for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you do now? I mean, do people call you and say, hey, Heather, can you investigate this? Is that what happens for you?
Yeah, I get emails all the time, just people that might own haunted locations that want me to go there and kind of check things out and just kind of validate their experiences. But yeah, a lot of families will contact me, a lot of friends reach out because they know this and they just were like, hey, I'm having this experience, like, what do I do? This happens, you know, what can I do to fix this because it's really freaking me out. So yeah, and currently I film and produce a web series that you can watch on YouTube called Travel the Dead with my best friend, Katrina Weidman. And she was on Paranormal State with me and a bunch of other paranormal shows. But we get emails, calls all the time, just people that want us to go to their locations because something weird is happening.
So what do you tell people who are trying to, they can't leave. They live in a place. Mm-hmm. It's their home. And I know he used to be a councilman. There's a home. It was an old house, and it was definitely haunted.
Brownsville Road?
Yes, yeah. That's it.
Uh-huh. I've met him before, him and his son.
And then a friend of mine, Jimmy Crenn, comedian, radio legend, was talking to a priest, and he just was casually saying, do we have any exorcists in Pittsburgh? And he said, well, I used to be the exorcist here, but that's a young man's game. Have you ever encountered an exorcist?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with a couple. Yeah.
And?
They're very interesting. A lot of stories. But yeah, there was a, when I went to Penn State, we had a group there that was backed by the university. It was a paranormal club. And one of the members was sort of training to be an exorcist. So.
We have a lot of old buildings here. Is it just old buildings or?
Most of the time, yeah, that's kind of the correlation we see is really old buildings that, you know, a lot of tragedy has happened there. A lot of intense emotions maybe linger in the environment too long and play back in some sort of way to where people are having a paranormal experience. But there's a lot of different areas of the U.S. where the land might be haunted. Even if people rebuild a new structure on the location, they still have experiences.
Like Poltergeist, where they built a new plan over a graveyard.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Well, fascinating. This time went way too fast.
It did.
We'll have to have you back.
Yeah, definitely.
This
Thanks for
is
having me.
Definitely peak time, right? Devil's Night, Halloween tomorrow, and the changing of the clocks over the weekend. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do, yeah. But I still have that balance of skepticism, though, because I feel like a lot of things that happen are natural occurrences people just sort of overlook.
And they don't want to
right.
just dismiss
they
it.
They want it to be paranormal.
They want it to
yep.
be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How can people find you again?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Just search Heather Taddy, and heathertaddy.com is my website.
T-A-D-Y.
T-A-D-D-Y.
D-D-Y.
Yep.
T-A-D-D-Y. Heather, mm-hmm. great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I feel like I know you, maybe from another life.
Oh, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.